Hello everyone, my name is Brody Fulton, and these are my co-hosts,
Aiden Ashman.
And today, is getting to a spooky time called Halloween, and we're going to start this thing off with some top 10 scary movies. Here we go. Okay, we're back and we're going to start discussing our favorite scary movies. Let's start off with our number 10. What's yours?
I don't really watch many movies. If I had to pick a 10, I like Trick or Treat. It was not that scary, but it was kind of weird.
It kind of looked like, just watching the actual preview of it, it looked like it was like Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Something similar to that factor.
Into the woods.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a horror. Like there was like a lot of blood and stuff sometimes, but it was also just like kind of calming sometimes.
Brody, what are your top 10?
My number 10 is Morbius, because it's Morbin time. We all have to love that phrase, right?
Morbin time.
You never heard it's Morbin time?
No. It's Morbin time.
Never like
it's
that.
It's Morbin time was amazing.
What's your other ones, Brody?
Okay, number 9, The Goonies. Somehow that's a horror movie.
What?
It's not scary.
Yeah.
How is that even scary?
I don't know. It's on the horror movie list.
Make some room. I'm gonna go ahead and share my cool top 10 because these are freaky. So Orphan, I think that was one of the scariest movies that had to do with like children. Outside of Children of the Corn, which is another one, where there's a small little town and these kids terrorize people and they call them Children of the Corn because they know their way through the cornfields. The other one was Cheaper Creepers. Brian brought that up and he's so right when we started talking about it earlier. Another one is The Ring.
Oh, yeah.
The Ring was an absolute sickening and twisted movie. 13 Ghosts was kind of interesting because they set foot in a $1 billion a mansion, and this guy, for some apparent reason, the low Earth's crust has 13 ghosts locked away, and they get out in some way, and they just, yeah, they're very. Another one that I put was The Conjuring. The Conjuring and The Nun probably were very, very scary, even for an adult. Like, it just makes you jump. There's a lot of the suspenseful moments. But all-time classic, I don't care how old you are, Nightmare on Elm Street. I could not sleep for a few days. Anybody that had one of those claws of Freddy used to freak me out. And if you had a mask, a burnt person
one of those
mask.
Freddy Krueger
ones. Oh, yeah. I was like, nope, never. That's what made me always think, like, yeah, if I had any way to die, it would definitely not be burnt. I'd rather drown or fall out of an airplane.
Yeah.
Being burnt? Yeah. Freddy Krueger was burnt.
Apparently, being burnt alive is the most. Feel.
Really? You look like a hot dog that you left on the barbecue.
Oh,
well, mine
is.
Being burnt.
My other ones are The Ring, Alien, The Quiet Place, Creed.
Did you say Alien?
Did you say The Quiet Place?
Did you say The Quiet Place?
The Quiet Place isn't even that scary.
The Quiet Place.
Are you kidding? The Quiet Place.
It's not like he put on a mask and like it was it. He's like, rah! And then he snatched
the
kid.
You literally see them all because he just like 1 second and they off the screen.
Yeah.
My top 10, number 10 has to be The Sadness. And then my number 9 is Hatching. I don't know if you guys have seen any of these. And then my number 8 is the new one that just came out, Barbarian. Have you guys seen that yet?
No. Is it good?
It's really good. Yeah, I'm not gonna spoil it because it just came out.
I wanted to watch it, really, but it's rated R because I don't have a parent to take me.
Don't look at me, I'm not taking you. You can give me a trophy.
I have some extra ones that are banned in the US. Number one is the Cannibal Holocaust. Number two is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Number three is The Exorcist. Number four is I Spit on Your Grave. Number five is Face of Death.
We're back and let's jump back into this topic of top 10 scary movies. My number 8 scary movie is The Blair Witch Project. I thought that was such a good movie when I saw it. And you guys have anything to say?
Yeah, I didn't want to go in the woods anymore after I watched that. That was actually interesting film. And they did a part 2, but part 1 really freaked me out at the end. Oh, I don't want to give it away. Never mind. It was a really scary movie.
Well, it did come out in 1999, so it should be fun giving stuff away.
Okay, so then it would be the end where they go down to the basement because they're in the woods, and all they have is like these flashlights, yeah. And you hear this screaming, and it was like a very, very eerie scream. They find this like old abandoned like shaft, and they go down the stairs, and they hear the screaming even louder as they get closer. They're calling out their friend's name. And then all you see, like, him sitting standing in the corner. And he's like, and then just that scream still going on, but he's still standing in the corner. And then, like, a girl hears something, and the flashlight drops, and that's the end of the movie.
That's a bad ending.
For real?
Why did part 2 start with?
Part 2 is new kids are looking for those people. Like, they're friends. They're looking for them. And so they try and do
so that's probably not, that's not that
but
good.
They find, but they find, like, in the woods, they find, like, what are they called? Like
statues?
Stick figures.
Oh.
But they're like actually like giant ones, and they're in the woods, and they're like some of them are hanging, like some of them are like pulled apart, like it's a trip.
So
like,
are those the people?
I got goosebumps. It is a weird
movie.
What'd you say, Jordan?
Are those the people who went missing then?
Those are the people that went missing. That now the friends are like starting to put some pieces together. Anybody else?
No, I think that's. Let's go on to my number 7. Scary Movie 5. Featuring Snoop Dogg.
Wait, what?
He made a movie?
Oh yeah! That was the one where it was like a spoof of different movies on.
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny. Cause I just seen one recently. It was like it was a guy with like he had that decrepit hand. And he's like, this is my good hand. And the other guys were like, like what?
My next one is Black Phone 2.
Wait, what is it?
Black Phone, the one we watched during the summer.
Oh yeah, that was
that was good.
Yes.
Where the kids log in the basement.
That was interesting.
And he tries to escape, and the guy gets him.
I actually bought that movie because it was like a psychological. Yeah.
You told us.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Karen, what movies do you have?
I have one that not a lot of people know about. It's called Antlers.
Oh yeah, that's what I want to watch tonight.
Yeah, it's like scary because like they think it's an animal, but no one really knows that it's an animal. But they found part of a body in the woods, and it was like torn apart, and it was like the skin was coming off the body, and it was like super like gruesome and all that. And then the other part of the body was found in a mine with a video camera that the person before they got like ripped apart. They had it, and it showed like some sort of like demon creature ripping it apart, but it was only for like half a second of videotaping, and then it cut off.
Yeah.
So it was like, and it cut off?
No, it was like the demon thing was behind the person who was getting ripped. There was like screams and everything, and just like it cut off as soon as like the head like snapped.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, wait.
There's a movie, I don't know what it's called. I don't remember. I just watched like a little bit of it with my boys. I walked in halfway, or it was like almost done. But anyways, like people like blow in this bottle, and they call him the Silent Man.
Oh yeah, that one.
Did you see that?
It was goofy.
Ooh,
for me. I found
really?
It really funny.
I only seen like the
Candyman.
Candyman's a good one too. Yeah.
Candyman. The Antler movie reminds me of. Kind of reminds me of the. There's a true story. where two people hit a deer and they go out to investigate and they're recording this. And the deer is all rotting in the cage and they look at it and the deer gets up with his neck all slanted over on his side and starts running into the forest.
Ooh, scary.
Well, that's about it. So...
Alright everyone, so we want to definitely say thank you so much to all our listeners. Please be safe during this Halloween season. And you can go to the Boys and Girls Club are having a festivities for Halloween if you want to join them. MCC, Mojave Community College,
The Gary Keith Civic Park.
Thank you so much. Gary Keith Park, Desert Star Academy, October 27th. And I'm trying to think of one more. There was one more.
The Field House.
And don't forget, we have Game of Life on Monday.
Oh yeah, Game of Life on Monday. So don't delay. Come out right away and play that.
And then we got a volleyball game today.
Oh yeah, Fox Creek. Go girls. Go Spartan.
Go Spartan.
Me personally, I like the Game of Death better.
The Game of Death is underrated.
But if you want to see a really, really scary movie, just look up Joshua and the Promised Land.
No.
I promise to you, it's super scary and you will enjoy it no matter what. So that's all the time we have for today, folks, and that's a wrap.
Bye.